You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. The war in Yemen, there's been a big focus on it, but it really is getting worse and worse.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, in particular because there's now a blockade as well. The Saudi-led coalition has imposed this air, land and sea blockade, no access to Yemen as of a week ago. And Save the Children is saying that 50,000 children have already lost their lives because of this war, and obviously sometimes it's associated things, in particular famine and disease and so forth. A number of other agencies have talked about 7 million people being on the brink of famine. The latest one from Save the Children is that they think that if things stand as they are, because of the knock-on effects of the war and the blockade, 130 children a day will die. What an uncomfortable thought that is. Surely we can't all stand around and just watch that happen.
And then there's a story about a government ransom. This is about a prisoner in Iran.
Yes, we've mentioned her, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, this British-Iranian woman who's been condemned to 10 years in prison, or well, it was 5 years originally, but it looks like it's now going to be 10 years, partly because the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, put his foot in it, saying she was there to train journalists, which compounded the accusation that she was there to topple the Iranian government and spread propaganda. She was there on holiday, according to her family, absolutely. Excuse me. And now, we understand, the government is set to settle an outstanding debt. Of course, it's pure coincidence, isn't it? It's not pricing her release. But in the 1970s, the UK was doing an arms deal with Iran, and then the world exploded and the UN sanctions kicked in. And essentially, the UK had about £450 million worth of Iran's money, which has never been given back. Lo and behold, putting two and two together, a goodwill gesture maybe, but it looks like that debt will finally be repaid. Maybe that'll smooth the way for a woman to be released, and indeed other things as well, because Iran in some ways is a pariah, in other ways it's a necessary country we have to talk to.
Absolutely. Adam Gilchrist, thank you very much indeed. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Tapelo Maloy, and he wants to know, hashtag Emirates Worldview, is it true that at the Gulf of Alaska, there are two oceans that don't meet? If true, what is the cause of that? To get to the answer, we spoke to Seth Spencer, the Education Program Coordinator at the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies.
Unfortunately, this is a falsehood. This is a myth that has been traveling around the internet for about the last 7 years, and it comes from a picture that is showing two bodies of water that appear to both be parts of ocean water that are not actually mixing. And what is actually happening is one is the Pacific Ocean, but the other one is actually river water from a glaciated river. So a river that has gone through an area where it's picking up glacial sediment or things like dirt and rock and bring it all the way to the ocean. And when it meets the ocean water, it will eventually mix, but it often creates several miles long area of what appears to be two very different colors. And so it has nothing to do with salinity or anything like that. It is just two bodies of water that are meeting, but they will eventually mix. It may take several days, and it has to do with ocean currents, things like wind, but overall they will mix. Some of this myth may come from a place that even says that where the North Sea and the Baltic Sea over in Europe do not mix. But again, this is just a myth from places like Facebook and Reddit, and so it is not actually true.
Seth Spencer with the answer to Tapelo's question there. Tapelo Maloy, congratulations for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Me? Have I gone over my time?
No, ma'am, but we can hear you from the cockpit.
Experience a shower spa so refreshing you'll think you're at home. Only on the Emirates A380 First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.